But it's that time of year again. Daylight saving time will kick in on the 31st of March in the UK, a couple of weeks away, and no doubt we'll have a virtual jukebox around that, turning back the clocks and so on. But it begins later this morning in most states in the US. And if you're sick of changing clocks twice per year, well, I can tell you, you're not alone. More people are asking for the end of these yearly time shifts as state legislatures from New England to the west coast of the US are considering proposals to get rid of them. One of the people that wants to put an end to the biannual clock changes is Scott Yates, a daylight saving time activist and one of the leaders of the Lock the Clock movement. Scott, lock the clock? Why? Why would anyone want to lock the clock?
Well, we want the clock to keep moving, but we just want it to keep moving at the regular rate. You know, we're 1 hour, you know, when you spend an hour, then it's an hour later, not like it's going to happen tonight in America where you're just happily moving along and then all of a sudden an hour just zips by, it gets tolling away from you. I always say if somebody snuck into your house and moved your alarm clock so that it went off an hour earlier than your body was expecting, you'd be pretty mad about that. And yet the government does it every year, and we just always say, oh, I guess it's just because of the farmers. And it turns out it's never been because of the farmers.
No, but it's not like they're nicking an hour off your life, is it? You know, when you say that they steal an hour off you, it's not like you're going to live an hour less or anything like that. They're just readjusting your body clock. Like,
right.
Most people need their, well, certainly some people need their body clock readjusting. You know that.
Yeah, it's just what the idea is when the alarm clock goes off earlier than your body's expecting, that's what's really bad. You know, I was over on holiday in England this summer and we had a lovely time, but I had to ask if they use the same reasoning when I was there. Do they use the same reason in America? We blame the farmers. And it turns out it's never been because of the farmers. And so I asked over there and they said, oh, yeah, it's because of the Scottish farmers. And so I thought, is that true? So then we for part of our holiday, we went up to Scotland. And so I went to a farm stand up in Scotland and I said, do the Scottish farmers have anything to say about the summertime? Is that something that they want? And they said, no, it's never been a thing. Scottish farmers, no farmers. As far as I can tell, the entire thing about farmers is completely made up. And so we really don't have any good reason to change the clocks twice a year. So the question is, if we don't have a good reason, why do we do it? And it seems like the reason is just, you know, because we're just stuck. That's just, governments keep doing these things the way they've always have because that's what they do.
But why regulate time at all? Because, you know, the conversation you're having about going up to Scotland, if you'd gone up to Scotland 150 years ago, the time there would have been different from one village to another village, you know. And the same in the United States. If it wasn't for the
right.
for the railway, we probably would all be, you know, operating on different time schedules. But the fact is, we do regulate things and we regulate them. We look up at the sun, as the original Americans did, look up at the sun and say, okay, it's just slightly out of sync. But don't worry, we'll regulate it at the end of the year. You know, we'll pull it all in,
yep.
We'll haul it all in at the end of the year, move forwards and backwards. And hey, I know it's a shock to the system the first day and maybe the first week, but as a night worker, I can tell you, you will get used to it.
Yeah, I know. It is something that's possible to get used to it. But time itself, when I think about it, time is just an agreement among people, right? Like we don't live in a time where we can say, well, the train, you know, to Oxford leaves when the sun is two hands above the horizon. We need to have time to be able to operate as a modern society. But my point is, if we're going to have an agreement among people, let's not have that agreement kill people. Because right now, that hour really does kill people. On the Monday after the spring forward change, heart attacks go up, strokes, car accidents, workplace accidents. So let's find an agreement that's going to work for everybody.
Yeah, I think we'll all drink to that. Thanks very much. It's a pleasure to speak to you, mate.
It's been an honour.
Yeah, thank you. Scott Yates there. We'll open up the phone line now for our virtual jukebox phone in 080.